What is special about Musoke and Rose? So firstly, Musoke and Rose are comic characters that were not only developed in a quite beautiful way by local illustrators here in Uganda, they are actually looking like a typical Ugandan farming couple from central region. So compared to our farming couple from West Uganda, which are Judith and Harry, they look actually quite different. It is worth mentioning that the visual details were produced by the farmers themselves, in particular when it comes to the clothing, the attributes like hats or haircuts, as well as the look of the garden and the crops. So the development process of the materials and the smart farming was therefore quite participative, involving private sector like traders, buyers, NGOs, adult learning experts, designers, agronomists, and of course the farmers themselves, men and women. Also, the materials were tested in the field after the design phase and continuously improved until the feedback from the farmers was actually captured. That was actually quite important to us as GIZ and to our team. To me, besides the timeliness and seasonality of the training, the integrated approach combining agronomy and financial management, the combination of practice and theory, the use of local trainers, etc., the development process as described is actually a success factor itself, I would say. Another aspect that is special is that Musoke and Rose are not lecturing in the classical trainer-trainee setting, but it is it them who are overcoming challenges in their farm, trying to find solutions by joining forces, meaning they are not perfect, but they are trying hard and they are eventually managing. With that, it is very easy for farmers to identify with the characters, and eventually the couple is even used when discussing sensitive issues in a way that farmers did not have to expose their own personal stories. For example, instead of saying, "Oh, my wife and I, we have that issue, what can we do?" They would say, "What would Musoke and Rose do when they have XY problem?" So the stories, the content is very easy to memorize through the comic, through the approach. And all partners actually like the approach because of the very high recognition effect, the high engagement and participation that we achieve, the implicit gender integration, the practice in the field, and yeah, ultimately the effectivity. So actually also our partners have decided to use the approach beyond our project, which is a quite success to us. So yes, in a nutshell, what is so special about Musoke and Rose? I would say it's the contextualized and personalized details that make them so special, as well as the simplicity and eventually easy accessibility for farmers, both men and women.